Well, good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Our good friend Sean Stone is here. He's our cultural correspondent here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. We love when he joins us, which he does each and every Thursday. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
Fine.
Excellent. Well, we'll take care of that. So, where would you like to begin? You saw the big Battle of the Sexes movie.
Yes. And watching it, I had two horrifying realizations.
All right. Realization number one.
I'm watching the recreation of the Riggs Margaret court match.
Yeah.
And she's got the collar with Margaret written on it. And I realized I saw this on TV. And then the same thing with the Riggs Billie Jean King match. He comes out with the Sugar Daddy jacket. And I'm like, I saw this too when I was like nine. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Now the period pictures are my life.
They're reminding you of things you live through.
Yes. That's
weird. No good. No. It isn't. So, but other than that?
It's enjoyable. Emma Stone is miscast as Billie Jean King. Mm. She just doesn't seem like an athlete. You know, I mean, Billie Jean King was a powerful world champion athlete, and she can't quite pull it off. The emotional stuff she's great at, but, you know. Steve Carell is Bobby Riggs. He gives him a soul, which I don't remember Bobby Riggs having. so that's a plus. It's a lot of fun. It's a very well created period picture, which gets into the sexism of the time and has great parts for Bill Pullman and Alan Cumming. So there's that.
The other film was American Made.
Another period picture where the set people found the last pristine AMC Gremlin in America.
Oh.
Green, too.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The AMC Gremlin.
Yes. Yes, that and the Pacer. I mean, if they could have worked a Pacer into it, too, would have been perfection.
My mother had an AMC Hornet.
Ah.
Yeah. But I always thought the Gremlin was a cooler car.
It was a funky looking little thing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's back to Iran-Contra days. You know, with Tom Cruise, he's a bag man for the CIA who also runs drugs and gets in with some very bad people. And it's directed by Doug Liman, who did the first Bourne movie.
Yes.
And Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and he did.
Right. So does that mean it's shaky?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a very good movie. It was a fun visit to a rather horrible time in American foreign policy.
Absolutely.
But it was an exciting, interesting picture, and the audience loved it. It was one of those rare occasions where you go to the movies and there's actually people there, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. Someday we'll have to talk about the death of movie going, because that seems to be going on.
I'm assuming you probably go, like, I usually go late afternoon.
Yeah.
And there's never, like, you and, like, three other people.
Yeah.
You're just sort of sitting there, and
it's
fine.
This one, there was a crowd. Tom
that's
Cruise
nice.
Can pull out some people.
But well, that's good.
Yeah, there you go.
American Made. Okay, so coming up, we are going to Always Patsy Cline.
Park Playhouse production at Cohoes Music Hall. It opens tonight at 8 o'clock, and it runs through October 15th, mostly on the weekend. It's a couple hours with Patsy Cline music. Can't go wrong there.
The folks from that production will be joining us tomorrow right here on the Roundtable.
There you go. And then one of the two competing versions of Yes is coming to the Palace Theater in Albany. This is the version with singer John Anderson, Trevor Rabin, and famously caped organist Rick Wakeman.
So let me put you on the spot. Is this the good one?
Since he was the original singer, yes.
This is a good one.
This is tonight, and I fully endorse Yes featuring John Anderson.
Okay, good.
Tomorrow, there's a new exhibit opening at the Opalka Gallery, which is on the Sage campus in Albany on New Scotland Avenue. It's called Paper is Part of the Picture, Strathmore Paper and the Evolution of American Graphic Design. The reception is Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., and the show's on view through December 15th. And also Friday, there's a lot going on Friday. Dimitri Martin, who I am told will be on this show today.
Yes, he'll be on at in our 11 o'clock hour, yes.
There you go. He's going to be at the Egg in Albany, and there are still tickets available.
Very funny man.
As opposed to, like, Stephen Stills and Judy Collins, which is long sold out.
Yes.
Friday night at Proctor's in Schenectady. It's Adirondack Shakespeare Company's production of Love's Labor's Lost, which is the Shakespeare comedy with the unhappy ending. Also Friday at... that gives us something to recommend it, you know? I mean, okay. We'll talk about that some other time. Also tomorrow night in MPAC Studio One Goodman, it's Elena Demyanenko and Erica Milzian. Echo Archive, it's a dance performance, work in progress. They're in residence at MPAC. They say it's free, but get there early because it's pretty much first come, first served, and it's not a huge room.
Yeah.
So the show is at 7, so you want to get there pretty early.
Excellent.
And also tomorrow night at the Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady at 8 o'clock, the Alex Skolnick Trio. They are a jazz trio who perform jazz interpretations of heavy metal music. So Metallica and Black Sabbath played in a jazz way.
I remember when Pat Boone did that.
Yeah, so do I.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Sadly, how could we forget?
Exactly. And then also tomorrow night at 9 o'clock at Helsinki Hudson, one of the giants of reggae, Black Uhuru, will be there. That's amazing.
That was the music we heard coming in. Yeah, great stuff.
They're amazing. Saturday night at Mass Mocha in North Adams, it's Annie Cordero. And Monday night at the Stanley Theater in Utica, another free performance. It's the President's Own United States Marine Band. That's at 7 o'clock. Stanley and Utica. Now there's some new movies opening up. One is Blade Runner 2049. My main concern with this, having gone through, sat through the Star Wars reboot, and I think I can say this out loud now because it's been out for a while. They just bring in Harrison Ford for a couple of good scenes, then they killed him off. Now, you expected that in the Star Wars movie because you knew he wasn't going to stick around for more than one.
Right.
But if they do that in this one, which is almost 3 hours long, I'm really going to be annoyed. Just saying. Especially since I'm going to have to sit through...
Ryan Gosling?
No, the other one. Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah.
As some kind of glowing-eyed android. I mean, I haven't quite forgiven him for his Joker yet, so...
Well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
That's Blade Runner 2049 from the ridiculous to the sublime.
Now we have Victoria and Abdul with Judi Dench as Queen Victoria. I feel like, you know how, like, with the Blade Runner thing, there are some multiplexes that are running the first Blade Runner. You can watch that, and then the sequel. They should be running Mrs. Brown. They should have they should have an event.
Yeah.
Like a Judi Dench event where you can watch Mrs. Brown and then this. So we get the whole late period Victoria in one shot.
I'd go to that.
Why not?
A Judi Dench marathon? Let's go.
And then My Little Pony, the movie, because why not? Why not?
I don't know what it is, but just hearing you say that amuses me. My Little Pony. It's animated, I assume.
I hope so. The hairdressing on real ponies for that would be
horrible.
Oh, it'd be awful.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's My Little Pony the movie. Which one will you not be seeing this week? you can find out more. Sean's entire list is on our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable. And you'll be back next week and we'll find out more.
I will be delighted to be here.
Excellent. Thank you. We'll be delighted to have you. Again, wamc.org/roundtable. Sean, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.